And when we talk about economic benefit, we can really break these projects down into three separate categories. The first is jobs and payroll. And you can really separate that bucket into additional buckets by defining the construction period and then the permanent ongoing employees that help operate the facility, and then additional activity that is supported by the paychecks that come into the community for those people. The second bucket is really the local contract spend. These are the electricians, the mechanical contractors, telecommunication, security, construction services that are paid to our local vendors that can supply that support. And then that third bucket is tax revenue, and that would be property taxes, potential sales and use tax, and